I'm Pete Fox with your NBC Sports Audio Update. From the day on the diamond in Pittsburgh, game one of the day features the Reds and Pirates. Cincinnati having won five of their last seven since being rained out last weekend against Pittsburgh. On the mound, two pitchers trying to get back on track. Tyler Molly, who's 1-4 with a 6.46 ERA, versus Mitch Keller, who's 0-4 with a 6.11 ERA. Then at 6:40 Eastern, Bruins and Marlins are in Miami at Lone Depot Park. Burns for Milwaukee versus Lopez for the Marlins, who brings a 4-1 record and an even 1 ERA into this one. Well, Saturday is going to be spectacular for hockey fans as we will have three Game 7s, or is it Games 7? The first one underway at 4:30 Eastern in Raleigh, North Carolina at PNC Arena after the Bruins took care of business in Game 6, winning that comfortably, forcing a Game 7 in Raleigh against the Hurricanes. Again, it starts at 4:30 on ESPN. The second game of the day will be north of the border in Toronto, where they drop the puck at 7 Eastern on TNT, Lightning and Maple Leafs. Tampa Bay winning Game 6 in overtime. They led 2-0. That lead would slip as the Leafs rallied. But Toronto could not finish things off as Braden Point netted the game winner at the 18-minute mark of overtime to give the Lightning the 4-3 lead, forcing a Game 7 there. And the day will wrap up in Edmonton at Rogers Place, 10 Eastern on ESPN. After the Kings could not take advantage of home ice and finish off the Oilers, they were down 2-0, rallied to tie the game at 2 early in the third. But Jonathan Quick gave up a soft one for the Kings, and the Oilers go on to win it 4-2. Again, that Game 7, 10 Eastern on ESPN in Edmonton. News from the WNBA, Brittany Griner's detention in a Russian prison has been extended by 1 month. Her lawyer, Alexander Boykov, told the AP he believed the relatively short extension indicated the case would come to trial soon. Griner has been detained in Russia for nearly 3 months. At the same time, the Russian state news agency published a story saying there were negotiations between the U.S. and Russia to exchange Griner for a Russian man being held in the United States for financing terrorism. But of course, American government officials expressed skepticism about the reporting. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Pete Fox.